Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. I've got an incredible program coming up for you. The founder and president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, Reggie Littlejohn, joins Rick Manning and I at the bottom of hour number two. We're going to talk about what's going on in China. There is a journalist over there that we're going to cover, the persecution of this journalist. In addition to that, we are also going to be talking, and that is actually a Christian journalist named Zhang Zhan. There is also going to be conversation about babies and widows inside China, and a brand new report relative to the assault on Falun Gong individuals, and we'll continue to give you information relative to the film Finding Courage, which really talks about, and although this film specifically addresses a family, Falun Gong family, and what happened to them and how they escaped, folks, this is a preview. It is a view of what's actually happening in China and the CCP specifically, because that's who the issue is with, the CCP. But it is further an issue that we need to be concerned about right here in America, and we'll cover a couple of the reasons why in stories with Dan Gaynor coming up in just a moment. I want to let you know that David Shostokas will be with us. We'll talk about the Rittenhouse trial from a legal perspective. We'll also talk about a memo that Congress now has that proves that the FBI was targeting parents, folks, as domestic terrorists, and that Merrick Garland was a part of that because a whistleblower has come forward and presented the documentation. It's scary, folks. And they went to Congress. Thank goodness they went to Congress, because we know that the FBI has tried to stymie Project Veritas and their whistleblower program by going in and illegally seizing information and then releasing that information to the New York Times. I know there are many who are defending portions of the FBI, but folks, something must be done about this absolute rogue and illegal, unlawful behavior that's happening within that bureau. And then bottom of the hour, Barbara from Harlem joins me. And we're going to get into, again, how the left continues to use racism and violence, and they support that violence, especially the violence of the individuals associated with BLM. We'll be talking about that. Joining me now, though, folks, this is a heavy-duty program. I don't know how else to get around this. Americans, we have to wake up. Christians, we have to wake up and realize we are fighting absolute evil. We have to take our authority in Christ in the realm of the Spirit, but we also have to be prepared physically, and we have to verbally and intellectually and mentally and emotionally be prepared to speak out and not be silent. America must remain a Christian nation for the sake of the entire world. And we cannot stop in our pursuit of bringing back free exercise of the Christian religion, freedom of speech, the freedom to assemble, the freedom to redress government, and fighting for a free press that is not owned and controlled by either communist China or other interests. My guest Dan Gaynor has been asked to step up and take over a division of MRC, the Free Speech America Division, as its vice president to fight this very issue. And Dan, as I've said, I'm going to be sorry that you're not going to be making as many appearances here on our program as you have in the past, but I'm grateful that someone with your principles, your integrity, and your tenacity is taking on this fight. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And I know it's a big fight for you as well. And it should be a fight for all of us. I don't think people understand. I really wish they did. So let's try to put it in context here. Look at what's happened to Kyle Rittenhouse. Whether you think what he did was right or wrong, that, you know, he deserves a fair trial, a fair hearing in public, etc. But because of the way the system is set up now, Mumia Abu-Jamal, the convicted cop killer in Philadelphia, is allowed to be on social media, is allowed to fundraise. There's hundreds of thousands of Google search results for him. He's got tons of supporters who are constantly lobbying for him, which is, in a fair society, perfectly fine, even though I think he's, you know, an evil person.
Sure.
But Kyle Rittenhouse is denied those. Everyone from on the left, from the President of the United States on down, has, you know, worked to deny him these rights. You've got the left using social media against him. You've got them, you know, to the point where a police officer lost his job for a $25 donation to Kyle Rittenhouse's defense fund, which, again, everyone has a right to a defense in our country. That's the way our system works. No matter how guilty someone may think you are, you still get to defend yourself.
Yeah.
But that's not what the left believes. It's not with big tech. So, big, you know, you go on Google, and Google has restricted the results that you can find about Kyle Rittenhouse. Facebook has done the same. Instagram has done the same. I mean, it is astonishing how much they restrict our ability to discuss anything. It's not just COVID. Now, their argument about COVID is, this is a global pandemic. We can't afford to have anybody who might say something that might, you know, dissuade people from the proper medical advice, which, of course, the proper medical advice often changes, but nevertheless, that's their argument. But then they deploy the same strategy for absolutely everything else. Oh, well, we think you're pushing disinformation about Kyle Rittenhouse, so you can't see it. Huh? Yeah, I mean, the whole subject of public debate, and beyond that, the whole issue of what freedoms we're allowed online. If you look, Nick Clegg came out yesterday, the vice president from Facebook. And I mean, I think Nick's a decent person. I've met him, talked to him. Smart guy, but he came out urging a global solution for what we're allowed to do online. Now, here's the danger of that. Take a look around at the globe. Do you want communist China with 1.4 billion people deciding what you can do in the globe? Do you want Russia, one of the other major nuclear powers, run by dictator Putin, deciding what you can do? Do you want the 56 members of the organization Islamic Cooperation deciding what you can say about Christianity online? Do you want these nations that have locked up people like Austria has just done, if you haven't gotten the vaccine, deciding what you can say online or do online? The globe is not free. And so if we allow the globe to decide what Americans can say or do online, we lose our constitutional rights.
I'm sitting here, I'm making some notes, you know, the Russian lies, for example, about the president, the sitting president and the presidential candidate after he had won the election. The FBI was armed by the Obama administration to attack the nominee for president that had won the election. The FBI was used as a weapon against him, to spy on him, to make false accusations. They created a dossier that we now know was absolutely 100% falsified and lies. Durham, I believe, is beginning to get to this. The Sussman indictment is a part of that. Perkins Coie, the Clintons. I mean, there is a, we have a left-wing Democratic Party mafia, criminal organization that is attempting to act like a communist organization to shut down and shut up anybody that speaks out against them by whatever means necessary, legal or illegal. What they did to James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, Dan, every media journalist in the nation and around the world should be deeply concerned that an American government has gone after a particular media outlet, and that now they have leaked information to the New York Times that was attorney-client privilege and proves, in fact, that Project Veritas is very conscious about the integrity of how they report what they report. That's what that actually proves, yeah, but they're ignoring it.
It reveals that they go out of their way to make sure they're not breaking the law.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, we want them to do, but I mean, they in effect proved, you know, the competency of Project Veritas, and they also proved apparently that this Biden diary exists. Because if they raided Project Veritas looking for it, I guess that's proof. But, you know, I've seen, I can't remember who it was, one of the people from NBC comment, I've seen a few people in the media on the left, you know, not just the standard people wanting to fight the power like Glenn Greenwald. I've actually seen some establishment media people concerned about this. But, and even Eric Wimple from the Washington Post, who much to his credit, had called out the Russia, you know, fraud for a long time. He's probably among major media people, probably one of the few who really deserves credit for how he's done it. But again, imagine the uproar. All you have to do is flip this around and say, you know, President Donald Trump sent the FBI into one of these many left-wing journalism shops and investigated, and then it was leaked out to a prominent conservative outlet, you know, the results of what was found. You know, the media would be, and I would say this, righteously angry about that.
Right. If that happened.
You can't have a free press.
Yep.
Right. If it, of course. But you can't have a free press that is intimidated by, funded by, bullied by, or controlled by government.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Dan Gaynor, VP of Free Speech America. Free Speech America, an arm of Media Research Center. Back with more right after this.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
I ain't even gonna name the people that I know that's up in the Kenosha trial. But there's cameras in there.
Yep.
It's definitely cameras up in there, and there's definitely right. People taking pictures of the juries and everything like that. We know what's going on. So we need the same results, man. We need the same results. Justice for Dante Wright, justice for Austin.
All right, so folks, what you just heard was a video recording of George Floyd's nephew, Cortez Rice, saying that he knows that there are people in the courthouse that are taking pictures of the jurors in the Kenosha courtroom in an effort to dox these jurors and intimidate them so that they get the result that they want, which is, of course, a conviction of Kyle Rittenhouse. And somehow, this is a race-based issue, because that is the mentality that has been pushed. Barbara from Harlem and I'll talk more about that in the next half hour, about the race-based side of this. But Dan, it's chilling, in my opinion, again. And you mentioned about, you know, a fair trial, the importance of a fair trial. Press should be all over this. There should be arrests being made relative to this. This guy, if he has evidence relative to these illegal activities, should be being hauled in right now and interrogated.
See, you're assuming that the Justice Department and the FBI care to stop this.
Yeah.
I think that's a false assumption. I think the Justice Department under Merrick Garland loves this kind of thing. The mob, generally speaking, works for the left. So when the mob chants outside loud enough that the jury can hear in the building, when the mob threatens people, when the mob sends the judge, because, you know, we see a lot of stuff in the New York Times about threats that school boards are getting, or school superintendents are getting, or politicians are getting, and oddly enough, very little about the threat that the judge is getting for this court case. Now, they selectively pick, so they'll say, oh my gosh, the Capitol riot was the worst thing ever, and then they ignore the massive rioting, looting, burning, and violence and death that occurred at the hands of the left, you know, for much of last year. We simply edit history.
And relative to that, let's not forget that Tom Fitton has just come out and said that Judicial Watch now has in hand D.C. Capitol Police pictures and video evidence that proves that the shooting of Ashley Babbitt was unjustified. It was an illegal shoot. In addition to that, there is myriads of documentation and evidence that also seems to support that there were instigators, FBI informant instigators. Revolver has evidence, witness testimony, and so forth. They have done some significant reporting relative to what actually happened at the Capitol, and it is not at all the picture that they have presented. And the Congress now, members of Congress, have spoken to those that are being held without charges, by the way, who are being denied religious services. I mean, Dan, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think that we are living under an unconstitutional, illegal usurpation of what the government of the United States and the Constitution literally says they're supposed to be doing, I don't know at what point this boils over to the place where people say, okay, you know, we're something's going to have to be done.
Well, I mean, I think people, they're denied the information of what's going on. They're denied, but now, of course, it comes out, we saw Merrick Garland deny that the federal government, the Justice Department, was investigating parents related to school boards. And then a whistleblower indicates that maybe they were. That's allegation. So if it turns out they were, then he, of course, lied to Congress. And Congress, even the opposite political party tends to take a dim view of being lied to. We watched for several years now, going back to the Obama administration, the politicization of our federal government, where the federal government, the IRS, goes after conservative organizations to the point where they have to pay off the conservative organization to the settlement. Nobody went to jail. Nobody was prosecuted for that. And they settled, but that's it. Now, we saw the FBI. Remember, the FBI were the ones who were serving as, you know, defenders of the administration when Obama was there, when of course, Bill Clinton met with the head of the Justice Department under Obama on the tarmac, that famous meeting. Yet you had FBI, who were the guards, instructing the press that they could not take photos or audio. And the only reason that story became a national news story is because a local reporter didn't obey the rules for the press because he wasn't part of the press pool. This is very bad decline of rights and freedoms from combination of press and government.
Yeah, it's absolutely it's scary where we sit today, folks. We the people must take back our nation. And as believers, we are responsible not to let evil and the murder and the perversion of our children.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.